Pop-up might have been the buzzword of 2014's dining scene, but it's not dying off just yet. The new year is ushering in a whole new collection of food pop-ups in our area. And Laura Hayes, the editor of Dining Biz Now, has a list of the ones that are not to be missed. One of her favorites so far is a pop-up at Alexandria's famed Restaurant Eve.
They've kind of stepped way far out of their typical comfort zone to cook a Filipino feast.
As for what's on the menu, Hayes says expect to find Thai and Filipino-inspired food. One standout dish is Chef Armstrong's take on Filipino barbecue.
And he uses an excellent slab of pork belly that he serves alongside rice with an egg on top that kind of fuses several different elements of Filipino cuisine while still staying true to Restaurant Eve's commitment to using just the best products out there from local farms, etc.
The pop-up runs through the month of January and is available at dinner. In the Petworth neighborhood of D.C., dumpling lovers will be in bliss with Katie Chang's pop-up. It's called Baba's Dumplings, and it's being held at the food incubator Eats Place.
Baba actually refers to her Chinese father. That's what she calls him.
Chang is cooking up meat dumplings, vegan dumplings, and knife-cut noodle soup. But you better act fast. It's only available for the remainder of the month. Over in Northeast DC, hungry Washingtonians can find refuge at Dolcezza's Gelato Factory.
The Dolcezza Gelato Factory, which you'll find right behind Union Market, is becoming a real pop-up hub. And I can see why. It's this kind of remarkable place to hold a dinner, and that's exactly what chefs are looking for when they're looking for a space. And so there's a lot there in the upcoming weeks.
Starting with Chef Rob Raba's pop-up dinner on January 24th. The evening will be a preview of his next restaurant.
And the menu sounds pretty wild. They have foie gras mousse with bee pollen and grilled duck sausage with scallion pancake. It's definitely a duck-forward dinner.
And then on January 30th, Timber Pizza Company will take over the space.
It'll be a five-course dinner full of pizza, no doubt, but it'll be paired with some really great rare craft beers. And the guys behind Timber Pizza Company are doing this with the hope of opening a full brick-and-mortar restaurant in the near future, and they want to give people a taste.
You can find more of Laura's pop-up recommendations on WTOP.com's living page. Rachel Nania, WTOP. News.